This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The Fed Chairman Speaks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. Ben Bernanke is testifying to the House Budget Committee right now. Tamara Keith is listening, and she joins us live from Washington. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Bill.
Bernanke sounding a little more optimistic.
Optimistic, yes. For him, optimistic. For us, sounding kind of depressed.
He's federally reserved.
Exactly. And he says that he thinks economic growth will resume this year. He says there are signs that the housing market is bottoming out. But he also said that growth will be slow and that job creation will lag. And he said he was less concerned about deflation, though, than he has been in the past. And then just to dampen spirits, he added this.
An important caveat is that our forecast also assumes continuing gradual repair of the financial system and an associated improvement in credit conditions. A relapse in the financial sector would be a significant drag on economic activity and could cause the incipient recovery to stall.
Incipient recovery. Good Fed speak there, Tamara. House members asked him about the government programs aimed at stabilizing those financial systems. What did he say?
Well, first off, he reminded everyone that he believes that there would have been a total disaster without programs like the TARP, that's the Troubled Asset Relief Program. And then he made a little news. He said that the Fed would release a list of banks next week that are lending and doing well and would be eligible to repay their TARP funds with interest. So we could have banks reemerging from the TARP very soon, and we as taxpayers could be getting some of our money back.
Reporter Tamara Keith joining us live. Thanks, Tamara.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's Mr. Bernanke's view of things. What about Wall Street? Not reassured. The S&P 500 is down 1.3%. The NASDAQ is off 0.6%. The Dow is down 0.9%. That's 78 points. It's now at 8,662. New economic data this morning was a little disappointing. Factory orders only rose a bit. The services sector shrank again. European markets lost 2% today. Asian markets gained up to 1%. Later today, senators will be asking auto executives why some car dealers are getting their contracts terminated and some aren't. Congress has some unhappy constituents.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice. Over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
President Obama met with Democratic senators yesterday, talking about how to pay for health care reform. One way would be to start taxing the health care benefits you get from your employer. Another way is through cost savings. Healthcare industry representatives have said they're looking hard for those savings. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports on a cost-cutting idea Thoreau would have loved. Simplify, simplify.
Right now, if you're a doctor, chances are you accept at least a dozen different types of insurance. And each insurer has its own separate billing system, forms, codes, and red tape. Lots of doctors hire full-time business managers who do nothing but navigate these systems and try to make sure doctors get paid. Robert Zirkelbach is with the lobbying group America's Health Insurance Plans.
There is a real opportunity to save hundreds of billions of dollars over the next 10 years.
Just by simplifying billing for doctors. So this summer, the insurance industry is testing a new online service that lets doctors go to one website and file one set of standardized forms. But Senator Charles Grassley is skeptical that these kinds of ideas are going to solve the healthcare crisis.
They're probably being made in good faith, and there probably can be some savings made.
But Grassley says penny pinching probably won't provide enough new money to cover the uninsured. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
America's healthcare system gets compared a lot to Canada's, both favorably and unfavorably. Joining us now is Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus. David, you wrote about a Canadian woman who was forced to deal with both healthcare systems.
Well, the story of Maggie Yount, that's her name, is remarkable for a number of reasons, not least of which because on Thanksgiving weekend in 2007, she's driving along a Nova Scotia highway and is hit head-on by a drunk driver. She ends up in the emergency room and then goes through 3 months of rehab. And when I asked her, my goodness, how much did that cost? She says, I don't know. I never asked. And I asked who paid. She says, well, the government of Canada. And that's the single-payer system in Canada right there. Well, now flash forward. Ms. Yount marries an American, moves to Southern California, and Maggie Yount has to find her own coverage in the individual insurance market and is rejected because she has a quote-unquote pre-existing condition. In other words, the brain injury and all those fractured bones from that first accident. And so you have the Canadian system where she was covered and the American system which won't let her in.
But the Obama administration has already ruled out one of those alternatives, no Canadian-style single-payer system, right?
They've taken the single-payer off the table. On the other hand, they've offered sort of a hybrid of a public program that would compete to some extent. We don't know how much with the private plans. The idea there being it would keep costs down through a little bit of healthy competition. Unclear how that's going to work. It seems to me that ultimately Obama's on the right track, that a hybrid of these two ways, the private sector and the public sector, that seems to be the answer because when you look at what Canada and Britain and Australia and Japan have, and you look at what we have, well, nobody's got it quite right.
These competing reform proposals are pinging around right now this week in Washington. What do you expect?
Well, I was speaking with members of the health insurance industry the other day. They say they're going to be turning up the heat on the Obama administration over the proposed public plan that would compete with them. They're going to try and fight this all the way down the line. The real question is what they're going to offer in return. They've already offered a couple of nice little things. For instance, no longer excluding people for pre-existing conditions like Maggie Yount and no longer charging sick people more. These are big steps forward for the health insurance industry, which doesn't like to part with any money. I think if they're going to get that public plan off the table, though, they're going to have to offer even more.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, thank you.
A pleasure.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Checking the Dow again, it's down 85 points at 8,655. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.